Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of Dov Sribin of Yosef, as well as Refuah Shalema for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yuvamas daf Nun. We are going to begin the fifth parak of Yuvamas, and I would like to wish everyone welcome back to Maseches Yuvamas. With today's Mishnah, we're going to get right into some of the relationships of Yuvamas. Just a brief introduction. Mido Raisa, we know that when a person dies without kids and he has a brother, his wife needs either Yibum or Chalitza. Both Yibum and Chalitza completely remove any kind of Zika, any fatal attraction between the husband and the husband's brother and the wife. That's on a Doraisa level. The Chachamim were misakin that there are two other things you could do. One of them makes them a little closer, and one of them makes them a little further. Ma'amar, which is interesting. You know why ma'amar is kesef or shtar to a yuvama? You know why ma'amar is called ma'amar? Because it comes from the ma'amar of the chachamim. Because the rabbis said this is what works. So ma'amar makes them a little closer. And get, if they give a get in place of chalitza, makes them a little further. That's why it's called ma'amar. And so ma'amar works it, when one brother does ma'amar. If there are other brothers cannot do anything. Ma'amar also means that this brother can no longer do anything to any other yuvamas, any other co-wives. And also, if he does not want to follow up his ma'amar with yibum, then he has to give a get in addition to chalitza. If you give the girl ma'amar, you have to do a get to get rid of the ma'amar plus a chalitza. Similarly, if you give a girl a get, again, you're not supposed to do that, but if you give the girl a get, so the rabbis were misaken, that sort of weakens the relationship. And once you give a get, you cannot do a yibum after that. You can't do yibum to her. You can't do yibum to her co-wife once you've given a get to one of them. And neither you nor your brothers can do any yibum to her. And also, once you give a get, her relatives become usher on you. Because of the, as if she was divorced. And once you give her a get, she becomes usher to marry a kohen with that get. So, this parak is going to discuss a yavam who does any number of these things to his yuvama. If he does yibum followed by chalitza, yibum followed by get, yibum followed by mamar, all these situations, these four things, yibum and chalitza doraisa, and get and mamar drabanan, what happens if you do multiple things? If you do them to one co-wife, what's the laws with the other co-wife? If one brother does them to the yuvama, what's the din of the other brother doing them to the yuvama? That's going to be the opening parlay. And interestingly, the Mishnah begins discussing Mamar and Get first and Yibam and Chalitza second. Why does the Mishnah begin with Mamar? And Reb Mordechai is going to love this. Why does the Mishnah start with Mamar and Get first and Yibam and Chalitza second? Because the Mishnah prefers the Didim Derabanan. We always, the Didim Derabanan that the rabbis learned out are more beloved to us than even the Didim Doraisa. So the mission begins with doing mamar and get first, and chalitza and yibum second. Good morning, David Yoshua, Dr. Dan, Yeshaya Yitzchak, Reb Mordechai, Chana Chenach, Avi, Dr. Joe, Daniel Avraham, Harav Eliezer, Dov, Aryeh, Tzvika, and Shlomo David. Let's launch into it. Here we go. So the mission begins by presenting a dispute about this, between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Ein get achar get. Which means, if, let's say, a person gives a get to his Yuvama, and then he gives a get to the Yuvama's co-wife. So, or if one brother gives a get to this yuvama, and then another brother gives a get to the same yuvama, Either way, if I give a get to one yuvama and then I give a get to the co-wife, the second get is meaningless, and therefore the second get does not asa her on a kohen, say to the other co-wife. So the second get would not asa her on a kohen, and the second get does not asser me on relatives of the second co-wife. The second get, Rav Gamliel says, is meaningless. Because once you gave the first get, so Rav Gamliel holds that the second get is totally, totally meaningless, meaning there's no longer any Zika with the other woman. Why? What do you mean? So Gamliel learns, since it's a suffix whether a get works to get rid of the Zika, Rav Gamliel holds it's a suffix. So Maman of Shach, the second get is meaningless. Because if get works to get rid of the Zika, so then there's no Zika left by the time the second get comes around. And if get does not work to get rid of the Zika, well then the second get doesn't get rid of the Zika either. If a get doesn't work to get rid of the Zika, so even the second get didn't do anything. If the first get didn't do anything, then the second get didn't do anything. So it's meaningless either way. It's meaningless either way. Velo mamar achar mamar. And similarly, the second mamar after the first mamar is also meaningless. Same reason. So the second mamar does not work at all. Because if the first mamar succeeded in getting rid of the Zika to the other woman, so then the second mamar is meaningless. And if the first mamar didn't do anything, then the second mamar also doesn't do anything, and it doesn't aser any krovim. Velo be'ila, so that's get and mamar. Now let's go to the doraisas. Velo be'ila achar be'ila. And if he does yibum to one co-wife, the second yibum is totally meaningless to another co-wife. Or if the second brother does yibum to this co-wife, it's totally meaningless. Velo chalitza achar chalitza. And similarly, the second chalitza is meaningless. The Chachamim disagree with part of Rav Gamliel. The Chachamim, no. When it comes to the Darabbanans, that's what we would think. The Chachamim, yesh get achar get. No, get doesn't totally get rid of the Zika. Get's only a din Darabbanan, so there's still Zika around me, Doraisa. So yesh get achar get. If I do give a get to the first Yivama, and then a get to the second Yivama, so the second one, the second co-wife, is usher to a kohen, and I'm usher to the relatives of the second one as well. Yesh get achar get. V'yesh mamar achar mamar. However, the Chachamim, of course, agree to Rav Gamliel that when it comes to the Doraisas, aval lo achar be'ila v'lo achar chalitza. But they admit to Rav Gamliel that nothing. They admit to Rav Gamliel that there's no be'ila achar be'ila and there's no chalitza after chalitza klum, lo achar be'ila v'lo achalitza klum. Right after you do those, if you do any of the four things following a yibum or chalitza, yibum or chalitza completely get rid of the zika totally on a level, so there's nothing left there. So whatever you do afterwards is not going to affect anything. It'll do nothing. Ah, Ketzad. So now the Gemara is going to apply this after the Mishnah explains the machlokes of Gil Chachamim. The Mishnah is going to discuss what is the halacha with two actions that are done to Yevama of the four when you began with one of them and then you did a different one. So far we just learned what's the din with get achar get, mamar achar mamar, yibam achar yibam chalitza chalitza. Now what about all the other permutations and combinations? Here we go. Dr. Joe's getting nervous. So Ketzad, how does this go? It's not so complicated. Ketzad, how does this go? So let's start with one brother and one Yavama. That's the simplest case. There's one brother and one Yavama. Ketzad. Asam mamar b'yivimta. So you did a mamar to the Yavama. V'nasan la get. And then you give her a get after the mamar. And the Mefarshim explain, you don't say afterwards that the get is just to get rid of the Zika of the mama. So what's the halacha? Even though you gave a get after the mama, still tzricha himena chalitza. You're not allowed to do yibum after that. So you're not allowed to do yibum midrabanan with this get. So she's not allowed to do yibum, but tzricha himena chalitza. Now, what about, so again, this is all when you did mama first. So if you did a get afterwards, tzricha himena chalitza. Asa mamar v'chalitza. Let's say you did a mamar and afterwards you did a chalitza. Still, even though you did a chalitza afterwards, the chalitza gets rid of the zika d'oraisa, but tzricha himena get. You still need a get to get rid of the mamar. Asa mamar ubal. If you did mamar first and then you did yibum, so that's great. That's fine. That's it's kabbalah. You did mamar first. That's kiddushin derabanan, and then you follow it up with yibum daraisa. That's fine. Asa mamar ubal harezu kimitzvasa. Yeah, that's the way things are supposed to happen. So that's fine. Now what? So this was all examples of where you did mamar followed by get, mamar followed by chalitza, and then mamar followed by yibum. So that's all with mama first. Now we're going to do the same thing with get first. Nasan get v'asa mama. Get followed by mamar, tzricha get. You need a get for the mamar and a chalitza for the zika. Get followed by bia, by yibum. Nasan get ubal. So tzricha get. You need a get to get rid of the bi'ila v'chalitza. And a chalitza to get rid of the zika. Nasan get. So it's get followed by mamar, get followed by bia. Nasan get v'cholatz. You gave a get followed by chalitza. Ein achar chalitza klum. Once you gave a chalitza, you don't eat anything else because chalitza takes care of everything. Get followed by chalitza. So now that we've done mamar first and we've done get first, now we do chalitza first followed by the other three. Says the Gemara, cholatz. V'asa mamar. Let's say you did chalitza first, and then you did mamar after that. Or, so then you did chalitza first, and then you did a mamar. Or chalitza followed by get. Nasan get. Ubal. So chalitza followed by anything. So chalitza followed by mamar, get, or bia. Ubal. Or you did yibum followed by any of the other three. Ubal. V'asa mamar, nasan get, or chalatz. So, ein achar chalitza klum, and also ein achar yibum klum. So in this case, if says the Mishnah at this point, if you do chalitza or yibum first, so that's fine. That fixes everything right away. So no matter what you do after chalitza, or no matter what you do after yibum, you don't need anything else because chalitza gets rid of everything, midaraisa, and yibum gets rid of everything, midaraisa. Well, yibum, you're married, midaraisa, so you don't need anything else.
Rabbeinu Mechila, when we say nosan get v'asam, nosan get bala, tzricha get the chalitza. Once you did bila, then you give a get. Why do I also need chalitza?
Because that yibum wasn't good yibum, my friend. It's not a good yibum following a get. Once you give the girl a get, you can't do yibum to her, midrabanan. So the yibum's not a good yibum. It doesn't get rid of the zika. You need a chalitza. You're disqualified from marrying her once you give her a get. Hey, Vanta. Okay.
That's the same way if he was bubbling her after the get. Same thing.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I think that's the question that he asked. That was the case that he was asking. Okay. Okay. That's interesting. The Mishnah only mentions Einachar Chalitza Klum, but all the Mepharshim explain it means also Einachar Yibam Klum. Einachar Yibam Klum. Okay. Let's continue. Now, the Mishnah is now this distinction between Mamar and Get on the one hand, and Bia and Chalitza on the other doesn't only apply when there's only one brother and one Yavama. It also applies when there are two co-wives. So now we're going to say the same story that we just said when there are two co-wives. Tzvika's already. Here we go. Achas yivama achas liyavam echad. Ve'achas shtei yivamos liyavam echad. The same halacha would apply if there's one yavam to one, and as if there were two yivamas and one brother. Meaning, whatever we just said, that if you do to one brother, then you follow it up with the same brother or a second thing. The same halacha is going to apply if you do it to one yavama, and then you do the second thing to the other yavama, as opposed to the same yavama. Same story. If you do yivama chalitza to one yavama, the second yavama is scot-free. Whatever you do to her will make no difference. There's no more zika. But if you do mamar or get to one yavama, then you're still in trouble with the other yavama, as the Mishnah is going to say. Ketzad. Awesome, mamar. And again, we always start with the derabbanans. We always start with the derabbanans first, because what the rabbi said is more beloved to the Tana than even what the Torah said. Amazing, amazing, amazing idea. Here we go. Ketzad, let's work it out. Ketzad, let's work it out. Asa mamar bizu. You did a mamar to one of the co-wives, and then umamar bizu. You did a mamar to the other co-wife. So what's the din? Tzrichos shnei gittin. So you need one get to each of them, for each of the mamars. V'chalitza. And you also need chalitza to one of them. Once you do chalitza, once you give two gittin to both of them, and then chalitza to one of them, that's it. Chalitza to one of them destroys the zika to both of them. Mamar bezu, v'get lezu. Mamar to one of them and get to the other one. So get for the mamar, and chalitza for the one you did a get to. Mamar bezu, ubaal es zu. If you did mamar to one of them and yibam to the other wife, so that's no good, because so then the second yibam was no good because you're building shnei batim. You're not allowed to build shnei batim. Did mamar to one of them, yibam to the other one? Tzrichos shnei getin v'chalitza. So you need a get for each of them and a chalitza for the zika. Mamar bezu v'chalatz lezu. Mamar to one and chalitza to the other, harishon and tzricha get. So the one you did mamar to needs a get, but the chalitza already took care of the zika at a level of daraisa, so you got it made in the shade. Here we go. Now, once the Mishnah finishes talking about mamar first, now let's talk about get first. Same case, two wives, get first. Here we go. Get lizu, v'get lizu. Tzrichos hemen chalitza. One chalitza for both gets rid of all the zika. Get lezu ubaal es zu. Hold on, did I skip? Get lezu v'get lezu. Tzrichos hemen chalitza. Right. Get lezu ubaal es zu. Get to one of them, and then he did bia yibam to the other. So tzricha get v'chalitza. That bia was asur midrabbanan. He's koner midoraisa, but that bia was asur midrabbanan. So tzricha get, you need a get from the one who you did bia to, and chalitza to get rid of the zika, the chalitza. Get lezu umamar bezu tzricha get v'chalitza. Get to the one you did mamar to, and chalitza to get rid of the zika. Get lezu v'cholatz lezu. If you did get to one of them and chalitza to the other one, then you're good. That's it. You gave a get to one and chalitza to the other. The chalitza took care of the zika to both of them, and that's all you need. Get lezu lezu ein chalitza klum. Ah, so now we finished doing mamar first, and now we finished doing get first. So now let's talk about doing chalitza first or yibam first. Says the Mishnah, chalatz v'chalatz. Let's say you did chalitza to the first one and chalitza to the second one. Oh, chalatz v'asa mamar. Or chalitza to the first one and mamar to the second one. Or nasan get to the second one. Or ubaal to the second one. Oh, Baal first to the first one. Ubaal, Ubaal the second one. Ubaal v'asamama, or Baal to the first one, Amama to the second one, or v'nasan get to the second one, or chalatz to the second one. Ein achar chalitza klum, ve'ein achar bia klum, right? Whether you did chalitza to the first one and any of the other three to the second one, or you did yibam to the first one and any of the other three to the second one, that's it. You don't need to do anything else, because yibam and chalitza take care of all the zika, d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, and everything. So therefore, once you do that, you got it made in the shade. Okay, fine. Now, basically the Mishnah now says, all these halachas that we said, Bein Yavam Echad, L'shtei Yavamos, Bein Shnei Yavam and L'Yavam Achas, all these halachas we just said, apply. Not only to one Yavam and one Yavama, or one Yavam and two Yavamas, but also if there are two Yavams, two brothers, and one girl, exactly the same story. Now, once the mission now finished discussing all of the cases of Heter Yavama, how the Yavama becomes Mutter, one Yavama and two Yavamas, etc., one Yavama or two Yavamas to one Yavam, and one Yavama to two Yavams. So now the Mishnah wants to know, what is the din of a Yavama after Chalitza and Bia that we now, so which we discussed in the beginning, but now we're presenting a machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Nechemya. What happens after Bia? After Bia. If the whether does Bia in all cases get rid of all the Zika totally, like Chalitza? Chalitza, everyone agrees, gets rid of all the Zika totally. However, we're going to see there's a machlokas whether or not Bia also gets rid of all the Zika in every case. So we're going to, in order to show this machlokas, Tanakama and Rabbi Nechemya, the Mishnah chooses a case of where there's one Yavam and one Yavama to explain the machlokas. Here we go. Cholatz v'asam mamar nasan get uba'al. So if you did chalitza first and then you followed it with mamar or get, or you followed the chalitza with bia, oh, ba'al, or you did bia first, v'asam mamar v'nasan get, or v'cholatz, so ein achar chalitza klum. So the Tanakhama holds that once you did, if you did chalitza first, followed by mamar, get, or bia, or you did bia first and it followed it with mamar, get, or chalitza, ein achar chalitza klum. So whatever you do after chalitza is totally meaningless. Not a get, not a mamar. Afterwards, bein bitchila, bein beemtza, bein besof. Whether you did the chalitza first, or even if you did the chalitza in the middle, meaning you did a get before it and a mamar after it. Let's say you did a get before the chalitza and a mamar afterwards, or you did a chalitza at the end, which means you did a get, then a mamar, then a chalitza. Whenever you do a chalitza, chalitza takes care of everything. Whether you do the chalitza first, or in the middle of a get and a mamar, or at the end. Either way. However, Tanakhama holds, bia is different. Bia is different. In this regard, bia is different. Habeila is different. Bizman shehi betchila. If the bia is first, Tanakhama says, then the bia takes care of everything. However, Tanakhama holds, Bisman shi betchila ein acharei klum. If you give a get afterwards, whatever you give afterwards, nothing affects it. However, says the Mishnah going to Tanakhama, be'emtza ubesof, if you do a bia in the middle, meaning you did mamar before the bia, and then you did yibam, But then you gave a get after that. Or besof, meaning you did a get, then you did a mamar, and then you did yibum at the end, yesh acharei klum. So then we say the bia does not acquire her totally, meaning that she would need to get out of it just with a get. Rather, she's going to need a chalitza as well. In addition to the get following the yibum, you need a chalitza as well. If the yibum was in second place or in third place, then you need a get plus a chalitza. That's the opinion of Tana Kama. However, Rabbi Nechemi disagrees, and Rabbi Nechemi says, just like chalitza works in any position, so too yibum works in any position. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, achas bi'ilav, achas chalitza, whether just like chalitza works first, middle, or last, so too yibum works first, middle, or last. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, achas bi'ilav, achas chalitza, bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'sof, ein acharei klum. So, the machlokes, chacham and Rabbi Nechemi, is in a case of where you did bia after a get, or after a get plus mamar, do you need a chalitza aside from the get? According to the chachamim, since it's a bia psula, so the kinyan is no good, and the zika does not remove totally, so you need a chalitza also with a get. However, according to Rabbi Nechemia, no, the zika is gone just with the bia. Even though you have to get rid of her because the bia was a bia psula, nevertheless, you don't need a get to get rid of that. And therefore, you don't need a chalitza. When you gave a get, after you gave bia, after you had bia, then you did mamar. So according to Chachamim, you since it was a bia psula, so you need a get. But according to Rabbi Nechemia, you know, once you did bia, so that gets rid of everything. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Now, says the Gemara, Ad kan lo pligi, we're going back to the first machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel said, ein get achar get, ein mamar achar mamar, ein bia achar bia, ein chalitza achar chalitza. That was Rabbi Gamliel. But the Chachamim had said, no, yesh get achar get, and yesh mamar achar mamar, but they agree there's no chalitza chalitza, no yim machibim. Says Gemara, ad kan lo pligi, el beget achar get, o mamar achar mamar. The only machlok of the Chachamim is whether get works after get, and mamar works after get. Avon get echad biyuvama, u mamar echad biyuvama, mahani. But if you do one get to the yuvama, or one mamar, so that does work at least to forbid, you know, one get works and one mamar works. It works to that the get gets rid of some zika in the sense that now yibum is aser. Once you give a get, you can't do a yibum. And the mamar also works to at least require a get to that mamar if you decide to... that you want to do chalitza, so you're going to have to at least give a get to the mamar. So the question is, why did the rabbis give any validity to get and mamar at all? Why the rabbis? What's the point? Says the Gemara, why? Even though midoraisa, get and mamar do nothing. So why did the rabbis institute that get and mamar should be meaningful? My time am rabbanan, get biyavama mahani. Why did the rabbis say that a get should do anything? Why does a get disqualify yibum? And by the way, not only does a get disqualify yibum to this co-wife, get disqualifies yibum to the other co-wife. So the Gemara wants to know why. Why does the get disqualify yibum? So the Gemara says, because we're worried something's going to happen. Says the Gemara, Mishum demahani ba'alma. Because we know that a get usually works to divorce a regular woman. De'i armas lo mahani, if you say a get accomplishes nothing by the case of yibum, what are we afraid is going to happen? Amre, People are going to say, get lohotzia, v'chalitza lohotzia, umidiget lomahani, chalitza nami lomahani. Get is made to get rid of wives. Chalitza is made to get rid of yavamas. Well, if get doesn't do anything here, maybe chalitza also doesn't do anything over here. V'osi lemival achar chalitza. And people are going to think that it's okay to marry the girl after chalitza. Just like the get didn't do anything, and the get usually gets rid of her. Maybe chalitza, if you only did chalitza, maybe she's still a mutter to him. And you're going to violate the law of the Isser Doraisa of having relations with a girl you did chalitza to. Umaytam Amar Rabbanan Mamar B'Yuvam Amahani. And why does Mamar, why did the rabbis say Midr Rabbanan that if you give her kesef or shtar, you have to divorce her? Why don't you just say, just give her a chalitza? Very nice. You gave her a mamar. Now you decide you don't want to, so just give her a chalitza. No. Umaytam Amar Rabbanan Mamar B'Yuvam Amahani. That, and not only does that, mama means that you can't do yibam to her co-wives anymore. Mishum demahani ba'alma, because we know that kesef and shtar work by a regular girl, right? Kesef and shtar work by a regular girl. De'i armas lo mahani, if you say giving kesef and shtar to yivama, don't do anything. Amri, people will say, mamar liknos, ubialiknos. We know that kesef and shtar works by a regular woman. And bia also works. Umi de mamar lo mahani. Since mamar doesn't work by a yavama, if we wouldn't have had the takana de rabbanan, so maybe yibam also requires, in other words, if mamar needs to have yibam following it, so people are going to come to say that kesef and shtar, that even bia doesn't work by itself. Mamar, again, Amri, mamar liknos, ubia liknos. Mi de mamar lo mahani, from the fact that mamar doesn't acquire her, bia nami lo mahani. Maybe bia won't work either unless you have kesef and shtar before it. If kesef and shtar do absolutely nothing and need a bia afterwards, people are going to come to think that bia by itself doesn't work. You need a kesef and shtar before it. Va'asi lemival achar bia. And people are going to think you know what people are going to come to do? After doing bia with one girl, they're going to do bia with the co-wife also. Because they're going to feel like bia by itself doesn't do anything without kesef and shtar. So they're going to go do yibam to the other girl. Umay taima omer rabbanan bia psula. Yesh acharei klum. Now, this is the Chachamim arguing Rabbi Nechemia at the end of the Mishnah. They said, a bia that's after a get, bia after a get, needs, that bia after a get, or bia after mamar by the co-wife, is no good, and you need a chalitza. Umay taima omer rabbanan. This is Shitas Chachamim against Rabbi Nechemia at the end of the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Nechemia said, once you do bia, everything's fixed. But Chachamim said, no. Bia that follows a mouse, so you do mamar to one wife and bia to the other wife, so then you need a chalitza. So, umay taima omer rabbanan bia psula, meaning a bia that followed a get, or to the same girl. A bia that followed a get to the same girl, or a bia that followed a mamar to a different girl. You did mamar to her and bia to this one. Yeshacharei klum, so it doesn't work totally. And you need a chalitza. So Amre, so the rabbis in the Gemara explain that the reason is to prevent something bad from happening. People are going to think they're going to be matir or yivam in a place that she's asr. Why? E bia achar get, he, if it's a bia that follows a get, gezera bia achar get, mishum bia achar chalitza. Same thing like we said before. We're afraid that if we allow bia after a get, so we're afraid. So the rabbi said a bia that follows a get is pasul, because we're afraid people are going to come to be matir also a bia that follows chalitza. And once you do chalitza, you can't do yibim ter. So if you allow bia after a get, we're afraid people are going to allow bia after a chalitza. V'i bia achar mamar. Let's say you do mamar to one woman, and then you do yibim to the other woman. If that would be allowed, midurabana. V'i bia achar mamar. He, if you want to understand that, gezeira bia achar mamar mishum bia achar bia. We're afraid if we allow bia achar mamar, people will allow bia after bia. Because if you do bia to one wife and then you do bia to the other one, that's an issa. There's no more zika. Once you did bia to one wife, then you're not allowed to marry the other one. That's building two batim, right? It's an issa lav d'oraisa. So we're afraid if we allow you to do mamar to one and then bia to the other, you're going to come to do bia to one and bia to the other. Oh. Now, last point for today. Now, once the Gemara explained that bia after a get or bia after a mamar, the rabbi said that you still need a chalitza, we have left to explain why did they not make the same takana following chalitza, right? They only made these takana for bia. Again, what do we say? Chalitza, first, middle, or last, gets rid of everything. Yibam first gets rid of everything, but Yibam middle or last is machlokis. Chacham say you still need a chalitza, and Rabbi Chanina says no. That bia Yibam in second or last, Chacham say you still need a chalitza. Rabbi Chanina said no. Rabbi Nechemia said it gets rid of everything. But now, so the Gemara wants to know why by chalitza we don't make this takana. If chalitza is middle or last, we say chalitza does get rid of everything. And the answer is going to be because you could do as many chalitzas as you want. It's not going to really affect anything. Says the Gemara, Umay taima amar rabbanan. Why did the rabbi say, Hai chalitza psula einachareya klum, that a chalitza that follows a get or a mamar, there we don't require another chalitza. Chalitza gets rid of everything. Amre, so they explained, my legs are. What are you worried about? What are you worried about? People are going to get confused. Nigzar chalitza achar haget. Right? Let's say you gave a girl a get, and then you gave a chalitza either to her, or you gave a chalitza to the co-wife. Either one. Following a get. What are you worried about? What are you going to require? Nigzar chalitza achar get. That maybe if you did a mamar afterwards, you should require a get to the mamar after. Let's say chalitza is in the middle. So you did get followed by chalitza followed by mamar. Now what are you going to tell me? That you should require a get for the mamar that you did after the chalitza? Why? Mishum chalitza achar chalitza. Because you'll be afraid of a case that people are gonna think that chalitza after chalitza doesn't do it. Call kihani tachlos v'tezel. Let them continue to make all the chalitzas they want. What's the problem? You're not gonna affect anything. Let them keep on doing chalitzas. If you keep on doing more chalitzas, so there's no reason to make a gzer. Ligzar chalitza achar mamar. What are you gonna say? That a chalitza that fouls a mamar. What are you going to say? The chalitza that follows a mamar. Let's say you do mamar to one wife, and then you do a chalitza to the other wife. So what are you going to require a get? Mishum chalitza achar bia. Because you're afraid people are going to come to be matir. Chalitza after bia? That's fine. Atu chalitza achar mamar. Mi lo boi get lemamaro. A chalitza that follows a mamar. You do require a get to the mamar. Chalitza achar bia, nami boi get lebiaso. So a chalitza that follows a yibam, also people are not going to come to be matir because Because it does in fact, again, one second. Again. Ligzar chalitza achar mamar mishum chalitza achar bia. If you want to be gozer, a chalitza that follows a mamar, you're going to say that chalitza should not work. And meaning that if you give a get afterwards, so that get should aser her krovim, or that get should aser her to kahuna? Why? Mishum, because people are going to think. People are going to say that just like the chalitza was mafkia, the zika totally, after mamar, sasotu chalitza achar bia, we're afraid people are going to be mati the chalitza after the bia. No, you don't have to be worried about that. Why? Why do you not have to be worried about just like a chalitza after mamar, people are going to think that a get afterwards works because you're afraid that a chalitza after bia, people are going to come to be mater her, a chalitza after yibum without a get. No, you don't have to be worried about that. Atu chalitza achar mamar. Because the case of a chalitza done after a mamar, mi lo boi get la mamaro. No. They do require a get. A chalitza that follows a mamar does require a get. So, chalitza achar bia, nami boi get la biaso. So people are going to know that a chalitza that follows bia also requires a get. Just like chalitza that follows a mamar requires a get for the mamar, so a chalitza after the bia, people know that it's going to require a get for the bia. Okay. We will stop here at the word Amar Rava. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Welcome back to Yevamos, Rabbi Isai. Welcome back to Yevamos.